أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تكون في شأن وما تتلو منه من قرآن ولا تعملون من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيضون فيه وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. Sadaqallahul Azim. This is ayah number 61 of Surah Yunus. Some ayahs before this, Allah had spoken about the qualities of the Quran, and then Allah Ta'ala had spoken about the insolence and the arrogance of the disbelievers and their insistence in making what Allah had made halal, they make it haram. What Allah had prohibited, they want to make it halal. Ya Allah Ta'ala, in a very unique way, in one single ayat, Allah first addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Allah Ta'ala addresses the whole ummah. Allah says, وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not be in any state, in any condition. وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ And you will not recite any part, any portion, or any verse of the Quran. That is the address direct to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ And now the address to the whole ummah, each and every individual, that you, O Muslims, O ummah, will not practice on any single practice. In la kunna alaykum shuhuda, but we, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will be a witness or is a witness. Idh tufidhuna fi, when you are engaged in whatever deed that you carry out. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is on the one hand addressing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala is consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for the ummah, you and I, we need to understand, realize that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was questioned about what is ihsan, what is this quality of doing good with ikhlas and with sincerity, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, an ta'budallaha كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَى. You worship Allah as though you see Allah. If you're not able to see Allah Ta'ala, then know for sure Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala observes you. This is that condition that a mu'min and a believer should aspire for. It is not that we feel that we cannot come to that level, but we need to bring this reality at all times, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all aware of all our deeds. More especially with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was far beyond that condition. So there Allah Ta'ala is consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whilst these kuffar will observe you and try and plot against you, on the other hand, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala observes, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses, Allah sends His rahmah and Allah sends His mercy upon you. Going further, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again speaks about His complete ilm and His knowledge, encompassing knowledge. Allah says, وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ That from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, there is no equivalence of an atom weight that is removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's observance in the earth, wala fi sama, and not in the sky. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of every atom's equivalence that's in the sky, in the earth. Wala azghara min dhalik, and there is nothing that is smaller than an atom, and also wala akbar, and there is nothing that is greater than an atom. Illa fi kitabim mubin, but all of it has been listed, all of it has been recorded in the manifest book in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. In other words, whatever minute thing that may be in this earth, in the sky, Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of it. Whatever was and whatever will be, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of it. Then hence, what happens to you and insan, you and I as insan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has greater knowledge about everything, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has knowledge of what's in our hearts. And in this way Allah Ta'ala draws us to understand that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not unmindful of anything. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge, and because Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge, we should give our everything to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in carrying out the deed. It is not only the deed, it is the ikhlas, it is the sincerity. It is not, does not only stop at the sincerity, but after we've completed the deed, we beseech Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to accept from us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.